Legends 92.9 now brings you Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Ware.
The program you're listening to tonight's another edition of Lyrics and Legends on 92.9 FM, Shamrock, Texas. In the studio tonight, we've got with us the band known as Texas Crossroads. We're going to visit with them a little bit tonight and find out what's been going on with them, where they've been, where they are, and where they're going, maybe. So we've got in the studio with us Randy Talent, George Hooten, Kelly, the drummer, Livingston. I knew that. And we got David Rushing. And then in the background, we got the adopted son, J.W. Lane, visiting with us tonight. All right. Well, hey, guys. Glad to have you guys in the studio. This is a little program we do where we get to know local musicians and kind of find out, what's been going on and where they've been. And so we're going to visit with you guys tonight a little bit. First, I just want to find out a little bit about Texas Crossroads and kind of how you guys got started, what made all this come together.
Well, we got started, I guess it was probably in 2000. And what we did, it was George and Randy and I. George and I were just learning to play guitar, and Randy was trying to teach us something. But we'd meet up at the fire station here in Shamrock, and we'd sit up there and play. It was more of a therapy session than anything else. We did that for a few years. Then we got to blame Kenneth Campbell, because the three of us, we had no intention of playing anywhere for anybody. Campbell showed up when he had the Mesquite Canyon Steakhouse, said, "Hey, you guys come out and play a little bit." So we went out there. He had to twist our arm a little bit because we were like, "Nah, we ain't playing in front of anybody." And so he ended up doing that. We went out one weekend. I think we made $75 first night in tips and got a steak dinner out of the deal apiece. So, I mean,
we were tall cotton.
Yeah, man, we thought we were doing great. So anyway, we filled in. Myron Mertz was actually doing all the playing out there.
Okay. And, so that's a name I hadn't heard in a while. Is Myron still at Wellington, or do you know?
No, I think he's down farther south.
Okay. Sure, where he's all at right now. Myron's a good guitar player.
Yeah, he was a good picker. And so we kind of filled in for him whenever he had something else to do. And so that's how we really got started. And then Tom Velasquez kind of joined us, came up to the fire station a little bit. He'd come up play. Then after Tom, then Mark Wright started coming up for a while.
Okay, yeah.
So one day we got asked if we wanted to come and play a dance out at the American Legion. We're like, "Y'all are crazy. We don't do dances." What do you mean? So anyway, Tom said, "Well, I got a set of drums in the basement at the house." And so we drug them out. I think we had a little PA system with four plugs on it. So we went out there and embarrassed ourselves a little bit at the American Legion. But I don't think they noticed because they had us back a time or two after that.
The legend was born.
Yeah, yeah. And it just went from there. We played for several years together. Then Tom ended up playing with the Bentley Boys.
Right. Yeah.
And I think they all went to school together over at Wheeler.
They did, yeah.
And so
you had to get rid of those Wheeler guys.
That's right.
Weed out the
had to weed them out of there.
All right.
But now we actually ended up taking Wade and Paul with us to California whenever we did a gig out there. So
Tom and Wade, what was his brother?
Chad.
They had a band that they were originally called Eli Boomhauer,
yes,
I think. And then they were the Global Nomads, maybe.
Exactly.
Something along that line. So, yeah, they're a lot of fun.
But we've all kind of been intertwined through the years. We've played together several different times.
Well, hey, I know people want to hear something. Well, I kind of want to do a song, and then we'll visit a little more. Have you got something in mind you want to share right off the bat?
Yeah, we'll. Of course, George Hooten does a lot of our singing here, and so one of the songs that we get most requests for is "He Stopped Loving Her Today."
Oh, great George Jones song.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, well, we'll do that, and then we'll be right back on Lyrics and Legends.
He said, "I'll love you till I die." She told him you'll fall get in time. As the years went slowly by, she still preyed upon his mind, kept her picture on his wall. Went half crazy now and then, yeah, he still loved her through it all, hoping she'd come back again. Kept some letters by his bed, and dated 1962, on it underlined in red, every single lot of you. And I went to see my friend today. Oh, but I didn't see no tears. All dressed up to go away. First time I'd seen him smile in years. He stopped loving her today. They placed a wreath upon his door. Soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today. Oh, you know she came to see him one last time. Yeah, and we all wondered if she would. I think today he's over her. Oh, for good. He stopped loving her today. They placed a wreath upon his door. Soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today. They placed a wreath upon. He stopped loving her today.
All right, man, I tell you what, it just doesn't get any better than that right there.
George Jones,
that's it. Program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends on 92.9 FM, Wheeler County's radio station. We're visiting with Texas Crossroads tonight. We've got in the studio with us David Rushing. We had a harmonica. That's the second harmonica player I've had with me. So, and the other one just got to do one song, so I'm thrilled. Another guy that's in here, this is a first, is the drummer. We don't usually let drummers in the studio.
You know,
so.
You still haven't got much of a drummer.
Kelly, you want to defend yourself? You need to grab a mic? Or
I knew it was just a matter of time.
It wasn't going to be long.
Yeah, it wasn't going to be long.
Kelly Livingston is the drummer for the band, and so I'm always thinking of allegedly. Drummer jokes. Allegedly,
you know,
the drummer.
Actually, picking on drummers all did start with Tom.
Oh, it did?
Yeah. He was notoriously not present to load or unload any of the equipment.
I've had the same experience with drummers.
I don't know if that's all drummers, but Tom kept it 100%.
Well, I know of two of them then, so...
Kelly will at least.
See, Kelly still hadn't got to defend himself. He's over there looking.
Just checking my head.
This is radio.
So,
Kelly,
yeah, just picking on Tom because he never was there. He just extended.
We don't have a video stream. You're going to have to speak up there and defend yourself.
I'm speechless.
You know why drummers just stand at the front door? They don't know when to come in.
Well, that's a lot of truth in that. More than you know.
Of course, singing that song, we had George Hooten, and then doing a little backup vocals was David Rushing. David, you're usually on bass normally when you guys are performing?
Yes, okay. They don't let me play guitar much anymore, so.
They don't?
Every chance I get, I try to. So.
I know it's also the
drummer's favorite thing to pick on the bass player usually, but
there you go. Anyway.
Absolutely.
You know why guitar players and stuff, they keep capos in the front of the windshield in the car, don't you?
No.
That way they can park in the handicap zones.
Pass that thing over to Randy and let's get him on here for just a minute. He's over there trying to hide in the corner.
Yeah, trying to get away from this.
I like the harmonica part there, though. So
thank you.
I enjoy that.
Not real good at it, but I blow into it. It makes a noise. So we thought it sounded pretty good.
Well,
so.
I think it sounds pretty good since I don't know how to play one. I bought a set of those things, and they're still sitting in the closet. So one of these days I'm going to learn. If you guys got something else picked out you want to try to run at me?
I might do a little wagon.
All right. That'll work. All right, we're going to listen to Texas Crossroads. This song's Wagon Wheel, that's a familiar song. It's pretty popular. Who, like, you remember way back who did that? J.W. probably knows. Come on, J.W.
Bob Dylan. It was written for a movie, and he just did part of the song. He came back several years later and finished it. And Oak Crow Medicine Show was the first group that actually recorded it.
Okay. And that's probably one of the
full version.
Right.
Okay.
Then after that, oh, what was the guy's name?
Darius Rucker.
Yeah, Darius Rucker,
and then Texas Crossroads, who has probably
the Old Medicine Show probably made it about as famous as
all right, right. Until you guys came along. Until, so we're going to hear y'all's version.
Well, Abby Lane and County Road X.
Yeah.
They do a pretty good job.
All right, well, we're going to take a listen here.
Headed down south to the land of the pines, thumbing my way into North Carolina. I'm staring up the road, pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours. I'm picking up a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for a rock and see my baby tonight. Rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. I said, hey, hey, mama, rock me. So rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, hey, mama, rock me. Running from the cold up in New England, I was born to be a fiddler, an old time string band. My baby plays the guitar, I pick the banjo now. All the North Country winners keep forgetting me now. Lost my money playing poker, I had to up and leave. I ain't turning back to living that old life no more. Rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. I said, hey, mama, rock me. So rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. Caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long tow. He's ahead, it was from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. Yeah, I gotta get a move on, fit for the sun. I hear my baby calling my name. I know that she's the only one. If I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, yeah. head. Mama rock me. So rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like the southbound train. Hey, mama rock me. Hey.
Wagon Wheel, and we're with Texas Crossroads listening to 92.9 FM tonight, getting to visit with the band and kind of find out what's going on, the whole scoop. You know, I got this little bio here that's got a little bit of history on you guys. I was kind of curious, because I know you guys got to play in California, and I kind of wanted you to fill me in on how all that came about and what took place to make that happen.
Well, we went up to Amarillo one night and played a little gig for the High Ground of Texas. It was a big marketing group. And the next thing I knew, that they were asking us if we wanted to go to California and play a tailgate party at the World Ag Expo. Well, we thought, why not? That sounded pretty cool. So we made the trip and had a big time. They asked us back several different times. All total, I think we ended up going like 12 times. Played out there every February for 12 years. It just kind of got to be a regular habit. We just couldn't believe we kept getting asked to go. Yeah, we had to make arrangements.
We might have missed
beforehand.
That the first time or two, but we finally got there.
Yeah, how'd the women, what the women think of all that? They're like,
they just missed the Valentine's Day.
That's not a problem.
Yeah. But no, we had a great time doing that. Then whenever that kind of started playing out, the High Ground started doing a lot of the wind power shows, the big windmills and so forth. So we got asked to go, and we'd play at these shows. We'd have a big party kind of toward the end of the day, and we'd do about 2 hours. And we got to go to Chicago, Atlanta, Anaheim,
Dallas,
and Houston.
Wow, that's
so. We got to go make some fun trips doing that.
So this little hobby that started in the fire department down there ended up being something that at least got to let you, guys got to travel and see a lot of country that way.
You know, I never did realize that there were that many tone-deaf people in this world that just kept asking us to come back.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to love it.
I mean, we were surprised. We, like you say, turned it out, just started out as a hobby. And, you know, and we don't play all the time. We're kind of picky. If we're busy doing other things, we take care of our own first, but we have a good time whenever we do.
Right. You know, one thing I've learned as a part of this program, and that's kind of a common thread between the whole deal. I mean, I don't know anybody other than J.W. Lane that's getting rich doing this, but and everybody else, you know, has a passion for doing music and loves to do it. And probably, I've said this before, if you figure out your pay by the hour, it's probably not that good a deal.
Oh, no.
Kelly's about to fall over.
right.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work practicing, and then you got to.
Man, he needs it every week.
Some of us need more practice than others.
So, but then you got to go drive, you got to set up and do the gig, tear down.
We're getting old. That's the hard part, is the setup. We just need some of the young guys, you know.
Is that why y'all letting JW sit in with you?
Fine.
So, cause hoping he'll carry everything to the car when we're done.
Takes a lot of fun, though. We have a good time with JW.
All right. Yeah. What have you got coming up next for us?
What? Willie's guitar? Okay. That's
Speaking
a good one.
Yeah, this is a coup de grace song written by Matt Martindale, I guess.
I saw Matt Martindale and Tommy Alverson in Lubbock at, is it the Blue Line? Is that the one in Lubbock?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, that was a really good show. Anyway, it doesn't have anything to do with this.
Yeah. Well, it's his song.
It's his song. So yeah. It's his song. So let's hear this.
Yeah.
Hey, said it, man, it beg for lesser things. Well, I'm asking for the phone to ring. Don't want to be famous, I don't want to be a star. Yeah, want my name on Willie's guitar. Yeah, I drink a whiskey every night. Quit cutting my hair, yeah, I let it grow out right. Quit paying rent, oh, I'd live in this bar. I can't get my name on Willie's guitar. Yeah, I'd float the river every day. Hang around Billy Bob's, yeah, I get in the way. I'd get busted for sleeping in my car if I could get my name on Willie's guitar. Come on here. I'd even dodge that old IRS. I keep this guitar, yeah, they can have the rest. I'd walk to Austin, you know it ain't that far. I'd get my name on Willie's guitar. Yeah, they say that man is begged for lesser things. And I'm asking for the phone to ring. I don't want to be famous, I don't want to be a star. I just want my name on Willie's guitar. Come back in here. I don't want to be famous. I don't want to be a star. I just want my name on Willie. Iso guitar.
All right, for people listening on the radio, we've got Texas Crossroads, and to my radio audience's left is Kelly Livingston over there on the cajon. He's the drummer for the bunch. Tried to let him speak up all ago, but then we didn't ever let him get a word in edgewise. So.
It's normal.
George Hooten's also sitting in. George sang lead on that. Randy Talent threw in a little lead on the guitar, and JW kind of did there in the background. Also having in the studio with us David Rushing, and listening a little bit about Texas Crossroads and learning a little bit of the history of these guys. They're Shamrock. You guys are kind of like the godfathers of Shamrock music now, I guess, right? Y'all been around longer than...
Maybe we're the has-beens.
Right. It's pretty impressive, though. You guys have been together...
like they never was.
At least three of you been together for 16, 17 years. Yeah. That's a pretty good run for people to play music together and get along and still be doing it.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that we do, we made a deal whenever we first started that if something sounded bad, if one of us sounded bad, we're going to tell each other, you know, instead of going, yeah, go ahead and do that, you know. But we do. We're truthful with each other on that stuff, and we don't take it personal. And so we have this big old pile that everything goes in, but that we don't use. We've probably had,
we call it the bucket pile. You know, I cleaned that up just a little bit.
Yeah, so
something like that.
Yeah, it goes in the bucket.
Okay.
In the bucket pile, yeah. That's where all of those go. And,
right.
So, but, you know, I think that's kind of helped us a lot, too. And we don't take it personal. If it's
so
something I
do.
I
just
sing.
Don't let it show.
Yeah.
You can kind of relate that to if your wife says, does this dress make me look fat?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
But y'all just say yes. Dear, it does.
Hey, I gotta tell you one good story.
All right.
We went to Canadian one night, and this was back whenever we, Tom and them were with us. Tom and Mark couldn't go. So these guys up Canadian said, hey, you guys come on. We'll furnish you a drummer. We'll furnish you a bass player. Y'all just come on. He said, these guys are good, and they can play with you. Our wives left about 6-7 songs in, so that was horrible. We ain't ever sitting through that. They're afraid that's gonna get hurt, you know. But that was probably the worst gig that we ever played in our life. And so we got to go back to Canadian 2 or 3 times and do their concerts in the park.
You'd be
for them and redeemed ourselves a little bit anyway. So.
But you took all your own guys?
Yeah, we took all of our own guys.
It does. Even if they're good, it's kind of good if you've played together a little bit.
This drummer they had, Kelly, is fantastic compared to these guys.
Truth finally comes out. I'm just saying.
It's all relative. You need to realize that.
The truth be known about that deal, the drummer that played with us was actually a real good drummer. But we played a different style of music than he did, and it just didn't fit. And it just went downhill in a hurry.
When your wife walks out, you know things ain't going well.
We knew. They went to the car. It was out at the – just whenever they had the open air little – what do you call that?
Pavilion
out there. Yeah, at the pavilion. They were out there, and we seen them gathering up the lawn chairs and heading to the car, you know. I thought, well, it's not that cold out here, you know. It's in the middle of the summer. And then the car drove away, so.
Yeah, it was like, there goes the taillights. I hope somebody had a way to get home anyway.
Yeah, we did.
What else you got lined up for us tonight?
Do Ramblin' Fever.
Do a little Ramblin' Fever?
All right. Merle Haggard coming up.
My hat don't hang on the same nail too long. My ears can't stand to hear that same old song. I don't leave the highway long enough to bog down in the mud. I've got rambling fever in my blood. Yeah, I caught this rambling fever long ago. When I first heard that lonesome whistle blow. If someone said I ever gave a damn, well, they damn sure told you wrong. I've had rambling fever all along. Well, rambling fever, the kind that can't be measured by degrees. Yeah, rambling fever, there ain't no kind of cure for my disease. There's times I'd like to bed down on that sofa and spend some learning up my back and spend the early morning drinking coffee. Yeah, talk about when I'll be coming back. 'Cause I don't let no woman tie me down, that's a lie. And I'll never get too old to run around. I won't die along the highway and run away like some old highline pole. There is this rambling fever in my soul. Well, rambling fever, the kind that can't be measured by the grace. Yeah, rambling fever, there ain't my disease. Come in here. We're rambling fever, the kind of can't be measured by degrees. Well, rambling fever, there ain't no kind of cure for my disease. No, there ain't no kind of cure for our disease.
All right, Texas Crossroads with a little rambling fever. This is Lyrics and Legends on 92.9, getting to visit with the guys and having a good time enjoying this. This is a lot of fun. Tell me, you guys, also one of the benefits of this that's been kind of cool, I think, is you've got to open for some people that a lot of people have gone to see, but you get to actually open for them and maybe meet a few of them. One of them was Michael Martin Murphy. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, we've had Michael here in town a couple of times. One of the times that he was here, we got to open for him. That was pretty good. We had a cool story on that, too. After we played, I guess this was the first time he was here. And we were standing out there, and we had just finished getting everything all loaded up. And we're standing, it's over at the high school auditorium, and we backed up on the grass back there, you know, to the back of the auditorium where we loaded everything out. So we were sitting there, we were talking, and Michael's wife, she was there with us. We're standing there, and all of a sudden the sprinklers come on, and I mean, just soak her down. I mean, the first shot just hit her. And so we've laughed about that several times. He even remembered it the last time he came. He said, "What time do the sprinklers come on, guys? I don't want to be in the middle of this." But, no, it's a lot of fun. We had a chance to open for Jason Boland a few years ago out at the big dance at St. Patrick's. We went up and did a show. It was a big street dance up at Booker. Yeah, it was their 100-year anniversary and for their school. And so we did a big street dance and played there. We opened for Red Akin there, and so that was kind of neat. Yeah, we've had the opportunity to meet several people. And
I know that's something you guys have done pretty generously, is you've done a lot of benefits too, and I tell you, I think everybody appreciates that about you guys.
We have, and you know, the thing is, we do a lot of stuff around town for different activities, and but we feel like we need to give back to our community, and so we've played the Thursday Under the Neon several different times. Yeah.
All right.
So, you know, and that's the whole thing. We got a good group around town that they're civic-minded, and they're going to do what they can to help out.
You bet. Yeah. So. Hey, let's hear another song. What do you got, George?
Let's do that. You going to do Emerald Highway? Let's see. I think Terry Allen wrote this song. Maines Brothers probably made it real famous.
I was going to say Maines Brothers.
Yeah. I believe Terry Allen actually wrote it. Okay. Yeah. Let's see. You know, the drummer always starts this song, and it's going to be hard without a stick.
This is going to be interesting. This will be interesting.
1, 2, 3.
What was that?
Hey, we have almost the same trouble with sticks, too.
All right, here we go. You ready? 1, 2, 3.
Well, I'm high, straight, and plain. And a side bet and night blue and a fresh deck and new deal. Yeah, some call me high hand and some call me low hand, but I'm a holding what I am, the wheel. Well, I'm a manhandling, pulls holding, high rolling, dust bowling, daddy. Well, I ain't got no blood veins, I just got these four lanes of hard Amarillo Highway. Well, I don't wear no Stetson, but I'm willing to bet, son, that I'm bigger Texan than you are. Well, this girl in her bare feet, leap on that back seat, and that trunk's full of Shiner Bock and Lone Star. Cause I'm a panhandling, manhandling, pulse holding, high rolling, dust bowling, daddy. Well, I ain't got no blood veins, I just got these four lanes of hard Amarillo Highway. Out of bed, pop a pill in my head. Yeah, I bust the hub for the golden spread under blue sky. I'm gonna step behind a power glide and get southern pride back in my eyes. Cause I'm a panhandling, manhandling, pulse holding, high rolling, dust bowling, daddy. Well, I ain't
ain't got no blood veins. I just got these four lanes of hard Amarillo Highway. Yeah, close as I'll ever get to heaven is I'm making speed up old 87, that long, hard Amarillo Highway.
Amarillo Highway, Texas Crossroads. You're listening to 92.9, a little program I call Lyrics and Legends, and it's probably not a lot of legends, but maybe a lot of lyrics. I don't know.
We're a legend in our own mind.
Yeah, there you go.
It's been a time or two, I thought that.
JW, we're going to play now.
Okay.
All right.
I got you.
Cool off that hand. I mean, this.
It's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits, yeah, new shiny car. Been the same way for years, yes it has. We need to change. Somebody told me I came to Nashville. Son, you finally got it made. Oh, Hank made it here long. We are sure that you will, but I don't think Hank done it this way. Now, did old Hank really do it this way?
Pick us up, boy.
One night stand, speeding my young life away. Tell me one more time, just so I'll understand. Oh, you sure ain't done it this way now. Did old Hank really do it this way?
Pick it, J.W.
Sure, Hank done it that way?
I doubt it. That might have been one of those late night motel rooms.
Could have been one of those. Kelly, you've been awful quiet over there. I don't want you to go undefended. So, you got anything you want to add to this conversation? How long have you been with these guys?
I started back in Jonas Bunch in 2006.
That's still a pretty good run. Huh?
Yeah, it's been crazy ever since. My life has never been the same.
Ours either. Yeah.
Oh, you know, one of my Kelly, one of my favorite things to, is like these artists that have their farewell tour, you know, and
oh,
then
yeah.
like we went to see Alabama a few years ago in Nashville, and they was done. That was the last, you know. And then there's been a few more, and I don't want to name any names because I know George may be listening, and I don't want to hurt his feelings. But then they come back, you know, a year or so later, and they're back on the road again. Garth Brooks.
Back on there.
So is that the way you guys are kind of?
Yeah.
Let's think about doing
exactly.
This is a
farewell
reunion tour.
Yeah, reunion. Farewell tour.
Yeah,
number
you do have a farewell tour, then you come do back. A reunion.
And that's funny when David was talking a while ago about the gig we did up in Booker several years ago, open there for who was it?
Red Akins.
Well, somewhere during the middle of this deal, we had worked out a deal where we played with some old band members of mine from high school. It was an outfit called Airport 73. Well, these guys are scattered all over the state, you know, and we pulled out some songs, and Texas Crossroads learned those songs back from the 70s. These are 70s type songs. And right in the middle of this deal, we pulled these guys up to the stage. And at one point in time, we had 10 guys on the stage playing these songs, these old 70s songs. And I mean, we had a blast. Well, it got recorded, and they made a video and everything else out of it, and it was entitled Reunion Tour of Airport 73. So
well,
we've been
go.
Down that road once before.
There you go. You're back. And
yeah,
next thing back. You know, you'll have a theater in Branson.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And you know why they come back after they go on their farewell tour, don't you?
No.
Because they run out of money.
That's what I was going to say. It all
musicians are horrible with money.
Goes back to money, yeah.
I can tell you that right now.
J.W., let me give you a little advice. You probably don't need to be playing with us if that's what your goal is. You're kind of going in the wrong direction.
You will run out of money.
Well, yeah, we're a pretty diverse group. I mean,
all right. Man, I would love to hear you guys sing something else.
Yeah, we'll do another Merle song. How about I'm a Lonesome Fugitive?
All right, let her rip, fellas.
Here we go.
Down every road, there's always one more city. I'm on the run, the highway, in my home. Yeah, I raised a lot of cane back in my younger days. My mama used to pray my crops would fail. Now I'm a honey fugitive with just two ways. I've run the law, spent my life in jail. I'd like to settle down, but they won't let me. A fugitive must be a rolling stone. Down every road, there's always one more city. Yeah, I'm on the run, the highway is my home. But I can't afford the luxury of having one I love to come along. She'd only slow me down, they'd catch up with me. For he who travels fastest goes alone. I'd like to settle down, but they won't let me. A fugitive must be a rolling stone. Down every road, there's always one more city. Yeah, I'm on the run, the highway is my home. Yeah, I'm on the run, the highway is my home. Take it home.
All right, we had little Randy Talon on lead there. I love the look when he said take it home. Randy looked at him like, I ain't sure I got this.
You know, that's his favorite look.
I was like, okay, let's see how this comes out. We are in the studio tonight with Texas Crossroads, visiting a little bit about the band. You got one picked out?
All right. Let me try this one. This is a Randy Rogers song. I don't think it's ever been cut by anybody. I think the only time I ever heard it was on a YouTube video. He was actually in a studio like this, on live on radio, and played it. And I forget the guy's name. I'd like to give credit to the guy who helped wrote it with him, but I don't remember it. But it is a Randy Rogers tune. But I don't believe it's ever been cut. Here we go. Think of myself as a faithful man, true to my country and my kin. God and mama know that I'm a tempted man. I get back on my feet and I fall right down again. When I want to be wanted, yeah, I come to you. Cause you got the kind of loving, heals a heart that's blue. I stay with my woman when I want to be true. When I want to be wanted, I come to you. You don't seem to mind the whiskey on my breath, or where I'm coming from when I drop in. Every time that I lay, well, I swear it's over with. Man just needs some comfort every now and then. When I want to be wanted, yeah, I come to you. Cause you got the kind of loving, heals a heart that's blue. Yeah, I stay with my woman when I want to be true. When I want to be wanted, I come to you. When I wanna be wanted, hey, I come to you. Cause you got the kind of loving, hell's a heart that's blue. Yeah, I stay with my woman when I wanna be true. But when I wanna be wanted, I come to you. I come to you.
All right. Hey, let's do one more before we close this.
Train to Birmingham, all right?
Oh, yeah. We got to get that harmonica back in there.
I don't know who to give credit to on this song.
Okay.
Be honest. Sorry. I don't remember where we heard it first. Usually it's something I hear on the radio or something. I think JW does this song too. Maybe I heard JW do it. That's
we'll give him credit.
I've got another song I do that from JW the JW does. Video. I pick up stuff, whatever he does whatever on YouTube or whatever. I try to pick up on it.
Yeah, well, JW covers it.
Yeah, he covers it. I think I can.
Then you guys uncover it. That's what.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we're gonna listen to.
And we got Randy on harmonica in this song.
That's, got a little harmonica. Yeah.
Here we go. Train, drinking whiskey for the pain. Another good old boy just coming home. Every town I see seems to take a part of me. That's a price that you pay when you're wrong. So I cry when I have to. And I lie whenever that I can. Oh, but I die there a little bit slower on this train. Birmingham, I walk the poles in both of my boots. Yeah, I got this guitar full of blues and a one-way ticket for my remedy. It's the same old lonesome song, I've been singing it all night long. Hey, Porter, are we out of Tennessee? Though I cry when I have to. Yeah, and I lie whenever that I can. Oh, but I die. Yeah, a little bit slower on this train to Birmingham. Take us on that train. I take this train, Alabama in the rain. When I get that lonesome feeling in my bones, no, I never get to Birmingham. You know, getting there just ain't the plan. I just like the feel of coming home. So I cry when I have to, and I lie whenever all that I can. Oh, but I die, yeah, a little bit slower
this train. Birmingham, on this train to Birmingham.
Train to Birmingham with the Texas Crossroads.
The crowd goes wild.
I love that song. That is a great song.
That is a good song.
Hey, man, we want to thank you guys for coming in and taking time out of your schedule to come visit with us on Lyrics and Legends.
At the end of every
step. Well, we got to do it then.
Yeah.
I'll Fly Away.
I'll Fly Away, yeah.
Finish it up with I'll Fly Away.
Sounds good.
All right, ready? Some bright morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away, yeah, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away when I die, hallelujah, by and by. When the shadows of this life have gone, I'll fly away like a bird from prison walls. I'll fly, I'll fly away, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away when I die, hallelujah, by and by. Just a few more weary days and then, Lord, I'll fly away to a land where joys will never end. I'll fly away, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away when I die, hallelujah, by and by. Bright morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away,
Texas Crossroads, man, I'll Fly Away. Thank you guys for coming in tonight. We really appreciate you taking time. Kelly, appreciate you coming over and letting us pick on you.
Absolutely.
George, excellent job, vocals and guitar. Randy, I love the harmonica. And, you know, then there's always the bass player. And what are you going to do, David? I'm ready to see time. Well, we appreciate you guys coming in, and we want to invite you back one of these days. We'll do this again soon.
You bet.
This has been another edition of Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Ware. Join us next time, here on Legends 92.9.